846, 946 in the Creston Valley. Well, some people set goals year after year and never, ever reach them. Why? What's going wrong? Well, joining us on the phone, Alan Goff. He was just a frustrated and fed up guy as well with his life, as probably a lot of people are with theirs. He failed to meet his resolutions. He missed his goals. And then he figured out what was wrong, and his life has changed entirely. Alan Goff joins me on the phone. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, Jane. How are you today?
Great. What do we need to do to make 2011 better than any other year in our life?
Well, no, I got to tell you something that maybe you've never heard before. I realized over the course of some time, actually it was through a study I heard one time. It was put on by the Life Success Group that said less than 3% of the people in North America that set goals actually ever achieve their goals. Isn't that pathetic?
Wow. Less than 3%.
Makes me feel good then.
Yeah, we suck.
Yeah, I did too. I was always in that 97% failure rate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized that there are four deadly goal-setting mistakes that I tell people will always set you up for failure and frustration. And one of the reasons why we let go of our resolutions so quickly or we don't realize our goals is because nobody's ever taught us anything different. Isn't it true that if you set goals the way the masses set goals, you're going to get what the masses get?
Yep.
And what do the masses get? Less than 3%. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what those four...
what are the four deadly mistakes?
Well, the first one, in no particular order, Wayne, is that we set goals based on what we know we can do.
Yes.
We set goals based on what we know we can do. Now, that sounds logical, but in a short period of time, really what that does is it there's no motivation there. How excited are you if you're going to chase after something you know you can do?
Yeah.
Come on, Jane. I know I can do. Woohoo! Big deal, right?
Yeah.
Big whoop. There's no excitement. I say that a goal should actually do two things. It should excite you, and it should scare you. So you should be good and scared at the goal that you're going to set, at the resolution that you want to move towards.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Now, we also set goals based on what we think we can do. That sounds logical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a mistake. You see, we set goals based on what we think we can do. Here's what typically happens. There's no personal responsibility in it. We shirk all the responsibility onto other people or other circumstances. Tell me if you've ever done this. Well, you know, if our customers can stay the same this year, or maybe they're going to buy an extra 3%, or if gas prices can stay the same or don't go too high, or if the housing bubble doesn't burst, or if some wacko doesn't fly an airplane into another tall building somewhere, then I think I can do this.
Yeah. We all do that.
We all do that. So where's the personal responsibility?
So that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Okay, so we shouldn't have put all our success on you, saying that if we don't do it, it's your fault.
Yeah, we'll call you and blame you.
Yeah, all it takes is for one of those scenarios in that long line of situations that we've set up to not come to fruition, and we failed.
And okay. We can blame someone else.
Given up on the goal.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. All right, number three.
Number three is that we set goals based on what other people think we can do, Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we do this all the time. We've been ingrained to do this since we were children. We set goals based on what other people think we can do. How excited are you and how motivated are you to stay on task if you're chasing something that somebody else thinks you should do or says you should do?
Yeah, yeah. My wife says I should eat so many vegetables a day.
My wife tells me I need to lose some weight.
Not going over well?
Okay, what's number four?
Number four is that we set goals based on a little three-letter word called how.
Oh, yeah.
How? We set goals based on we won't even set a goal unless we know how we're going to achieve the goal. Isn't that true?
Uh-huh.
When we sit down to make goals at this time of year, or we're going to look at resolutions, most of us won't even set the goal unless we already know in advance how we're going to do it, and I say that's wrong.
Okay. Okay.
See, so we don't even know how we're going to get to the grocery store without a GPS in the car these days. We're pathetic. And I say you should never, ever know how you're going to achieve the goal at the time that you set the goal.
So that would go back to the first one that you were talking about being scared.
Exactly right.
Because you don't really know how you're going to achieve it. So what do? You set it. What do? Do you write it down?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people, all we know, if we were really honest with ourselves and we were able to write down everything we really knew about goals, we'd probably be able to fill up the back spaces of a postage stamp at best. And all we know, isn't it true, Jane? Well, we're going to write them down and then what? Post them on the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I say is that you need to set goals based on another three-letter word, a different three-letter word. Jane, you want to try and guess what three-letter word that is?
We have no idea.
I'm sorry. It's
what is
been
it?
A long Christmas.
Why?
It's the word why.
Oh, there you go.
You need to... That allows us to take personal responsibility, to take ownership of our own goals, of our own resolutions, of our own life. We need to ask ourselves, why do I want to achieve that goal? Why do I want to achieve that resolution? Why do I want the successful achievement of that? See, that connects us to a purpose. That connects us to passion. That connects us to a deep emotional state. And isn't it true, when you've connected to anything at a deep emotional level, you'll move hell on earth to go get it.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. We have 1 minute left. What's your final words of wisdom for us?
Here's one that's going to just mess with you. Here's one that's going to mess with you. You say, how can I stay focused on my goal, or how can I stay focused on my resolution? And I'm going to tell you this. Cut the timeline in half.
Oh.
See, most of us, we err too much by giving ourselves way too much time.
Yeah.
And like any job or task, your goal will always expand to fill the amount of time allotted for it. And because life is busy and we're impatient, we live in a gotta-have-it-now society, we lose focus when we give ourselves too much time. So set your goals this year based on why, and cut the timeline in half.
Alan, great information. Come back next month, okay?
I will do that.
We need you to keep us kind of on track for the year.
I'd love to.
A pleasure having you on, Alan.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you very much. We'll have all the information up on our show blog. But thanks very much to Alan Goff being on the show today. He can help us realize our resolutions and achieve some goals. And I'm just completely amazed that only 3% ever do this.
I know. That's awful.
Yeah. You can go to his website at achievinggoalsinc.com.